It is the heart of God that we seek His face, that we desire Him, even in our rebellion, even when we disobey God. You know what He does? He reaches out to you, giving you the opportunity to do what is right. That's what we find with Israel. The Lord was reaching out to them even in their captivity.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It is so good to have you with us here today, and I just want you to know that God is good. Even in our worst day, God is still good, and I thank God that He has saved my soul and that we can look to the Lord, that He is our hope, He is our strength, and I pray that you'll sense His very presence today. We are in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 11. I'm going to read, beginning with the 11th verse. "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me, go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity." You know, in this passage, we see the grace and the mercy of God reaching toward His people, Israel. Israel would not listen to the warnings of God. The prophets of God would speak the word of the Lord, that if they did not repent of their sins and turn back to God, that God was going to raise up another nation that would take His own people into captivity. Well, there were the true prophets of God that would preach the truth, but they didn't want to listen to that. The people didn't want to hear that. But then there were the false prophets that were preaching that everything was going to be fine, that nothing was going to happen to them. They were preaching only prosperity, things like this. But the true prophets of God would preach and declare the truth. But you know, the people then really didn't want to listen to that. And it's really not much different today. You have those preachers that stick to the Word of God. They preach the truth. They're not compromising the Word of God. But a lot of times people turn a deaf ear to them because they don't want to hear the fact that there might be sin in their life, or there might be something wrong with them, or they need to come to God, they need to repent of their sins, and they need to give their life to Jesus Christ. But thank God for the true preachers of God, the true ministers of the gospel of Christ that do not compromise. The Lord be with you. God strengthen you and help you. May you be encouraged to continue to minister the word of the Lord. And so we find here that Israel was in a difficult place. Yes, that's right. God was going to raise up another nation, the Babylonian Empire, the Chaldeans, if you will, Nebuchadnezzar, and they would come over and they would take the people of God into captivity, bring them about 1,000 miles away from their homeland. They were stripped away from everything they had, and for 70 years, they would be in their captivity. Well, my friend, the word of God came to pass just like the Lord said it would. Whether you believe it or not, my friend, if it's in the word of God, it's going to happen. There are people that don't believe that Jesus is going to come for His church, that there isn't going to be a rapture. Well, whether you believe it or not, you know what? It's in the Bible. And if it's in the Bible, it will come to pass. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. That's what the Bible says. So my friend, let's stand upon the word of God. Let's stand upon the truth. If God says it's going to come to pass, then it will come to pass. I don't care how much time elapses. I'm telling you that His word is truth. Well, here the Babylonians took the people of Israel into captivity. But even in their captivity, or even while they're being taken captive, what do we see the Lord doing? The Lord is reaching out to them. The Lord says that He has thoughts of peace and not of evil to give them a future and a hope. If they will just call out to Him, if they will cry out to Him, then the Lord will be found by them. My friend, God is listening to a people today that have a heart of brokenness that will cry out to God.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.